Hello again. Welcome to the program. We continue in our series in the book of John. We're in chapter 3. Our verse, the reason for this book, these are written, John said, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name. Notice it says these are written. What an amazing thing. That you might believe. Chapter 3, beginning at verse 14 today, we read, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Now verse 14 says, As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Now, I've said before, we can't understand the New Testament without the Old Testament. It's one continuous book. There is nothing in the Old Testament to tell you the meaning of this serpent in the wilderness being lifted up. They did it. We can read about it back there in Numbers 21. "And the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. After all that God had done for them, and the miracles in Egypt, and the going through the Red Sea and drowning all their enemies in the Red Sea, they're out there complaining. Within 3 days, the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much of the people of Israel died." This is God's people. The Lord sent fiery serpents. It means serpents that sting like a fire. "Therefore the people came to Moses and said, 'We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us.' And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, 'Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live.' And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived." Well, once they repented, "Yeah, we have sinned," the Lord stepped in. Isaiah 45:22 says, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Look and live." So he says here in verse 15 that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Notice, whosoever. Not Calvin's chosen, that is heresy. That's a total attack against the character of God, that he would bring some people into the world for no other reason than have them burn in hell. They can't get saved. That's heresy. Can't believe anybody falling for that heresy. Now we have this most read, most memorized, the most famous verse in all the Bible. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Once again, John 3:16 makes no sense without the Old Testament. Who's God? If we didn't have the Old Testament, you could read this and not have any clue what it meant. For God so loved the world. The word loved is in the book of John 22 times, and the word love another 22 times in the book of John. Interesting study. The word, or the phrase, the world, is in the book of John 68 times. Now, he's talking about believing. He said to Nicodemus, he's talking all of this, this famous John 3:16 was said to Nicodemus. And he's still talking to him. He says concerning believe, John 3:12, he says, ye believe not. Jesus knew his heart, phony Pharisee. 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Nicodemus didn't believe. We see that. He's not there to get saved. He's there to trap the Lord. Verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God is upon him. Nicodemus, this is where you are, and this is where anybody in this world is who doesn't believe. Now, this word believe is an action word. You believe it in your head, but it's like saying, all right, I'm going to get on an airplane, and I'm going to fly to Venezuela. Wow, you're going across an ocean there. You're going to be a long time in that plane. Do you believe that pilot knows what he's doing? Well, if you thought he didn't, you wouldn't get on the plane. And then you can walk down the aisle and look at a seat. Do you believe that seat will hold you? If you believe it, you're going to sit in it. And if you don't, you're not. And to believe in Jesus is an action word. I will repent of my sin and receive him as my personal Savior, if we believe. God so loved the world. It's interesting, that little word, so. You could say God loved the world and gave his only begotten Son. He so loved the world. Now, that means that the Lord overcomes all reasons not to love. Boy, I can give you a list of people I love, and I can give you a list of people I don't love at all. I don't love Putin. Jesus does. That's amazing. He so loved the world that he died for Putin, just like he died for me. The only difference is Putin determined to live for the devil, and I didn't. I made a different decision. But God is no respecter of persons. The hymn writer has said, could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stock on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. I don't think we understand a whole lot about the love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. That word means unique one. He's very unique. He was born of a virgin. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. They're condemned already. We've read John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Again, that's an action word, believing. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So, verse 19, we read, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Note, he's still talking to Nicodemus in the dark. Men love darkness. It's so interesting that three times the Bible refers to Nicodemus as coming to Jesus at night. Well, be sure to be with us for our next program in this series in the book of John.